Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
WPGW experienced some technical difficulties with their internet feed at the beginning of their broadcast tonight, and the pregame show and the first 5 minutes of the game were not available. We now join the broadcast with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
So the Cap Pharmacy scoreboard, 2:55 to play, and Knight steals it. Down with a layup, got it again. He has six. Has half of Alima Perry points. Land and post across the timeline. Uses up the dribble. Looking. Now goes to Cale Rammel. Baseline and a foul will be on Joey Horston of Perry. The 12-6 Commodores of Lima Perry by six. I mean, it's almost like Perry, I hate to say this, early, have outplayed Fort Recovery, but Fort Recovery is still in the game.
Oh, yeah, we're in this ball game here yet, but we just got to get through that storm, like you said. Nice move
nice
back there by Cale.
Nice spin move, and a left-handed hook is good by Rammel.
Give him four.
And it's a four-point deficit. And Commodores like to play outside that three-point arc.
Well, we're in a 2-3 zone right now, and I think their game, they love shooting the long ball and getting to the hole when they can get a fast break.
Pass going out to Will Knight on the left wing. Now passes to Braden Knight. Good defense.
Yeah, Indians playing good D right now, making them work. There's an open shot.
That's a long NBA three, no good. And the rebound back up and scores by Will Knight. Cale Rammel was,
that was a
little
long
bit
rebound
out of position.
Yeah,
man.
He got pushed underneath the bucket and a little bit out of position. Ball came over a little long.
Land in post, and a foul from behind will be on Braden Knight. Right in front of the Perry bench.
And it'll be his first. Troy Hillman coming in the ball game. Looks like for Landon Post for the Indians.
And we have a 30-second timeout on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Perry leading the Indians in the sectional championship game 14-8 on Jay Country 101.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Well, if it wasn't for at least a couple of steals by Perry in this first quarter, the game would even be closer yet.
Yeah, we just got to hang in there, like you said.
Fort Recovery with a basketball trailing 14-8. Lower bracket, sectional championship here at St. Mary's. Holman with the ball. The patch. Down low to Owen Judy. Knock kicks it out to Rammel for three. Swift. Cale Rammel for three, and he has seven. And with a minute 10 to play in the Cap Pharmacy first quarter, 14-11, that lead chopped in half. Perry going right to left, the Indians left to right on your radio dial. Here on 100.9 Jay Country 101. The winner of this game will play at Wapakoneta on Tuesday night. Here's a steal by Troy Holman of the Indians.
Yeah, Troy come in and got in the passing lane, picked that baby off, and Indians get the possession.
Holman passes to Daniel Patch. A big brace on his right elbow. Owen Judy. Now 27 seconds to play. Holman Passes to Daniel Patch, and the ball's loose. Picked up by Patch. Out to Owen Judy for three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Patch with 10 seconds. Over to Cale Rammel. Right wing three. No good. 6 seconds. Rebound by Aiden Simpson. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And they chuck the shot up. Thank goodness. He almost hit it. That was Terry Riley.
Thank goodness they didn't get that.
Wow.
We had a couple good looks down there to tie that bad boy up. Couldn't get it to drop. They get the ball, get the last second shot, and they didn't get it to fall. Thank goodness. Indians trail 14-11.
Thanks to Cap Pharmacy for the first quarter. Cap Pharmacy, locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcata, Ohio, and Union City at a new location in Bern, Indiana.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, with Dave Kalp, I'm Jeff Overholzer back at St. Mary's for the sectional championship. Indians with the orange to begin the K&L tractor sales. Down, second quarter. Owen Judy short. Rebound Patch. Kicks it out in the corner to Cale Rammel. And then Rammel has it slapped away and stolen. Ryan Eakst. No look pass to Braden Knight. Now stolen away by Rammel. Now ping pongs around. Rammel picks it up. Here come the Indians. Land and post. Down with a layup and no good in the rebound coming to Aiden Simpson.
Wow, we got to slow her down. We're going way too fast.
14-11, Commodores by three with 7:10 to play. Here's a three. Got it. By Braden Knight. And for the Perry Commodores, he's like a knight in shining armor.
Yeah, he's a player.
Man. Picking up full court pressure, Rammel will get it up to Evers. Out post, now to Patch on the left side. Patch gets it to Owen Judy. 17-11. Rammel goes baseline, head and shoulders fake and puts it off the glass and in right side.
Give him nine now on the night. Good move by Cale.
17-13, Commodores by four. Yinkst, a long NBA three. It's no good. Ball tipped down to the hands of Patch by Cale Rammel. So the Indians have it. 6:20 to play. K&L Tractor Sales Service, second quarter from St. Mary's. Kind hospitality here bestowed upon us here at St. Mary's. A nice facility. Now he's
nice.
Back to a pass.
Owen, you got to make it.
And Owen Judy blew the layup. Too hard off the back of the glass. This shot is short. Back in the end to the hands of Ryan Yinks, and he scores.
Yeah, Braden Yinks got the offensive rebound and put it back up. Owen had a wide open layup. Could have cut it to a two-point game there.
Playing still a little tight. 19-13 Commodores with a lead here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales scoreboard. Timeout, Indians.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kaup Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kaup Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
5:55 to play in K&L Tractor Sales. Second quarter, K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Executive producer is Sebastian Solis. Along with Dave Kaup, I'm Jeff Overholser. Full court pressure stolen by Knight. Double clutches and scores off the glass. He is that quick and that explosive.
Well, that was a pass that Troy's got to make a better pass on that, and they're getting in those passing lanes. So turnover number four for the Indians.
Well, and Judy passes it out to Rammel. 21-13 Commodores, their biggest lead of the ballgame.
Yeah, we need a bucket here on this possession. Commodore fans getting up on their feet, happy with their team's defense. Owens needs to knock it down a shot.
Rolls the cup of the rim, no good. Rebound. Dale Rammel up, no good, but he's fouled. Can't get one of those to fall.
Well, he's had a couple nice rebounds down there, and Kale now with 9 points going to the line.
So that foul on Elijah Caudill, his first. Free throw is no good.
0 for 2 now for Kale.
So Kale Rammel has 9 points, and he's stuck there with 9, at least for now. Indians with Judy, Post, Rammel, and then Logan Holman and Evers. Second free throw is good. He has 10. So 5 minutes to play. K&L Tractor Sales. Fort Recovery second quarter of the sectional championship. Commodores leading the Indians 21-14. Ball is kicked by Owen Judy. So, you know, you feel that if the Indians can get that run, they're very much within distance here.
Well, we're doing a good job here, holding them kind of under their average, I'm sure. But
Yanks going baseline and scores. Braden Yanks, his first two. Now the Indians trail 23-14. K&L Tractor, second quarter from St. Mary's. A fake by Rammel. Over in the corner, Holman for three, no good. And the rebound to Terry Riley of Lima Perry. Winner of this game will get Spencerville. There's a block by Evers on the shot by Yeast.
Yeah, it was good defense right there by Caleb. He got up and timed it perfectly. Come on, Landon, knock
Post
one down for
three,
me, baby.
No good. Rebound tipped and into the hands of Aiden Simpson.
We cannot make one of those shots, boys. We need one to fall bad.
9-point Commodores lead. That's a travel. Are they going to call it? Yes, they do. There's some contact at the free throw circle. Aiden Simpson was called for steps by the Perry Commodores.
Yeah, I think he wanted a foul, didn't get it, kind of lost his footing, and down he went. Easy call for the referees.
Will Knight steps in with the orange and yellow sneakers, and going out will be Braden Yankst. Well, maybe they're more of a pink and yellow.
You can definitely see them.
Yeah. They are almost neon. And really, Terry Riley's wearing some set of neon sneakers. Mm-hmm. Nice backdoor cut,
pass.
Layup, got it.
Great pass right there by Caleb. Nice cut by Landon. Give him the bucket. Indians cut into the lead.
Landon Post with 4. It's 23-16. Losing the ball. He was wanting to shoot, but yep. Simpson lost it. Indians pick it up.
Come on,
Owen
on.
Judy down with a layup.
Nice.
Got it. Owen Judy with 6. And
now call timeout.
Here we go. 3:07 to play.
Indians make a little run.
K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter, 23-18 Commodores. Back with more sectional championship coming up on Jay Country 101.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player Owen Judy.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With Dave Kalp, Jeff Overholser back here at St. Mary's, 23-18 Commodores. There's that little run we were looking for.
We needed that. We had an opportunity before to cut it down to a two-point game and just couldn't get the shots to fall. We had a couple to do it. They creep back up there, and now we go on a 4-0 run here. So let's see if we can get a stop.
3 minutes to play. K&L Tractor, second quarter. 23, Lima Perry, 18, Fort Recovery. Indians right now on a 4-0 run. Perry Riley, good defense by Logan Holman of the Indians. Yanks passes the ball. Ball's loose. And Evers is hurt. Logan Holman picks it up now. He has it taken away. Evers finally gets up. Here's a long three. It's no good.
That's a foul over the back.
That was a foul over the back, and they didn't call it. So now, Lima Perry gets the ball again after the missed shot by Knight. And now we have a two-shot foul coming for Lima Perry underneath the basket. And they're going to call it on Cale Rammel, his second. It's almost like, and that's what Jim Melton's trying to say, that, you know, my guy was hurt, one. Number two, then he was trying to get into position for the rebound and basically climbed back.
I think when that second turnover happened, it wasn't like it was a fast break. They could have absolutely stopped the game, in my opinion. That's a bank shot, foul shot right there.
Yeah, that's, you don't see those very often.
No.
Simpson now with four for Lima Perry. 2:19 to play. A&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter for this sectional championship. Aiden Simpson's second free throw is good. He has five. Cale Rammel dribbles across the timeline. He's double-teamed. Gets it up to Logan Holman. Now an offensive foul on Logan Holman.
Man, I tell you, I'm not sure about that call.
Ryan Yinks takes the charge. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Coach Felton not happy with that call either.
25-18, Commodores by 7, and they have the orange.
We got to keep them here below 30 here at halftime. I'll be happy. Just keep them under 30.
Perry won their basketball game, and they called timeout. They caught in the
corner. That was good defense by the Indians and smart play by the Commodores. The young man calls timeout.
So it is a 30-second timeout. Perry won their ball game on Wednesday over Lima Temple Christian, 61-25. Fort Recovery beat Parkway, 35-19. Again, Spencerville won the sectional championship. They would cut down the nets, defeating Upper Scioto Valley, 66-51. So we have this championship game in the lower bracket.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to cut the nets down here in about an hour and move on to Walpock, but we gotta get the job done here. Down by 7, 2 minutes to go here in second quarter.
We already know St. Henry has punched their ticket to the Wapakoneta District.
Yeah, big win over the Cardinals, 61-55 tonight at Coldwater.
Yeah, and the other one's Marion Local and Minster.
Marion Local and Minster. I know that Coldwater was getting beat. I know Salina was getting beat. I don't know what the finals were of those.
Down to 1:50 to play. K&L, second quarter. For New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Down to 90 seconds to play, minute 30. Yanks for the ball. Ryan Yanks from Braden Yanks, and the shot's no good, but a foul in Fort Recovery.
Again, I think he might have got him a little bit, but I don't know about that big step coming in there, you know, Jeff? I mean,
they kind of give him the Euro step, you know?
You know, I don't know about that play.
They give him that, what used to be a travel, they give him that extra hop. Free throw's no good. Yeah. I guess when I watched basketball, that was a travel.
Yep.
But somebody could say I'm probably as old as dirt, too.
Second free throw is good.
Ryan Yanks missed the first, hit the second. And the Indians throw the ball away.
Another turnover for the Indians. Give them six for this half, and can't do that, folks.
Largest deficit for the Indians, 9, and right now it's 8. And some pressure in the backcourt, and Owen Judy threw the ball over the head of Logan Holman out of bounds. So Holman will check out. Logan Holman went over, and he goes right down the line for Fort Recovery, and Ryan Yanks was standing there, and he gave him 5 also.
Did he?
Yeah. you're standing under the line, so.
There you get it, too.
Wow. Terry Riley putting on a absolute dribbling show, and he's going to break an ankle. Caleb Beavers, he's trying. Top of the key 3, and it's no good. Rebound, Rammel.
All right, let's get a bucket here. Let's get a bucket. We're all right.
Aiden Simpson misses on the 3.
Rammel. Knock it down, baby.
And it's no good. Rebound post. He'll put it back up. No good. Rebound Daniel Patch. He'll put it up and in.
There we go. Keep working them boards, boys. Keep working them boards. Patchy's first 2 points. Rebound for him. Rebound for Landon Post. Now, let's hold him. Come on. Let's hold him. Keep it at 6.
26-20, Lima Perry, down to 20 seconds to play. K&L, second quarter, dribbling the ball is Terry Riley.
Let's hold him here. I'll be tickled.
Down to 10 seconds. Riley. Ryan Yanks hands it to Riley. Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Yanks is open. He missed the shot.
There we go.
The Indians trail here at the half, 26-220. Very doable.
Good job, Indians, I'm thinking.
Yeah, very doable in this ball game. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales, they have the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders for BBI at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery. We'll come back with halftime coming up here on J Country 101 Radio. This is WPGW FM, Portland, Indiana, your Indian station.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Of this cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all of our Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, cooperfarmsjobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, back here at St. Mary's, Dave Kaut, Jeff Overholser. And it's still very much a game. The Lima Perry Commodores leading Fort Recovery 26-20 here at the half. And over to Dave Kaut. Going to look at some of the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, Jeff, the Indians got to be happy in the locker room. I shouldn't say happy, but there was a chance that we could have got blowed out there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of kept our composure. We played good defense. We stuck with the game plan, and we kind of hung in there. Got a great stop at the end of the second quarter, and we kept it at a 6-point ball game. For the Indians, they're being led by Cale Rammel. He's got 10 points and 6 rebounds in the first half. Had a solid night the other night, rebounding also, and Cale's just been a great player here for the Indians so far. He's leading our scoring, and then we've got Owen Judy and Landon Post each have 4, and Daniel Patch has 2. Out-rebounding them 20-18 unofficially, obviously. For the Perry Commodores, they're led by Braden Knight. He's a phenomenal player. He's got 11. Then they have, let's see here, Terry Riley's got 3. Ryan Yanks got 3. Braden Yanks got 2. Will Knight's got 2. Those were all on free throws, I believe. Oh, no, I take that back. He's got 5. Aiden Simpson's got 5. That's where I'm missing a couple of points. And
I got you back.
Yeah, and I tell you what, turnover-wise, Indians came out, got a little iffy. I got them for 6 turnovers. I got them for 5. You know, a couple of them was just bad passes. And Indians just got to come out, settle down. We definitely didn't get them to slow down like I was hoping to, but my goal was to keep them under 30 points, and by golly, we did that.
Yeah, and they can be an explosive team, and you've got that feeling that the Commodores did kind of what they wanted. The Indians played some great defense in the first half.
It's definitely what kept us in the ballgame was our defense.
But, you know, it's got that feeling of the Indians still within very much in striking distance.
Owen's just not knocking down those threes like he normally does.
Do you think they were kind of hurrying the shots a little bit?
I don't know. I think Owen had a couple of great looks, just couldn't knock them down. We've only got 1 3. They've got 3 threes. Cale's got our only 3. So
they're really not hitting the 3.
No. And I think that is part of our defense. And we're making them work, making them get around that zone. They're getting some looks. They're not knocking them down, but they're back out there on the floor already. So they're fired up, ready to go play some basketball. And the Indians still in the locker room. But I got to tell you, I think the Commodores are thinking, hey, we got to play a full 32 minutes of basketball here to beat this team.
Yeah,
which is good.
And that is good. The two things tonight, Fort Recovery, they can shoot the three. They've got the height. Perry Commodores, they can shoot the three, but they are lightning quick.
Well, we've seen that, you know. Whether it's Braden Knight or Will Knight, they can both flat out bust it to the hole. You know, the Indians been doing a good job. We did give them a couple junk buckets, but we got our own. So that's probably pretty even down there on the offensive board-wise as far as second-chance points. But I think in the second half, we have to maintain that intensity on the rebounding edge. And, you know, if we can just knock down some shots and get them a little nervous, you know, get them a little bit rattled, and then you never know.
You can take them out of their comfort zone and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they're used to smoking some teams, and they probably thought this might be one of the opportunities for us to, you know, put a beat down on us. But right now, they're going to have to play a really good second half, because the Indians, you know, we're kind of a second half team too.
Lima Perry led Fort Recovery 14-11 at the first quarter, and Perry leads 26-20 here at the half. Their biggest lead of 9 points in that first half. The Indians, once they would get it up there, the Indians would chip away at that lead. So it should be an entertaining second half coming up here at St. Mary's. And again, to get you caught up on what happened here at St. Mary's, the first sectional championship won by Spencerville 66-51 over Upper Scioto Valley. And then also it was St. Henry defeating New Bremen 61-55.
Yeah, let me see if I can find some scores, Jeff.
Okay, and St. Henry will move on to the Wapakoneta District, as will Spencerville. Spencerville will play the winner of this game between Fort Recovery and Lima Perry. We'll come back with second half coming up of the sectional championship in Division 4 from St. Mary's on J Country 101 Radio.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians basketball teams. Boars Welding.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Getting set for the third quarter here at St. Mary's. Sectional championship, 26-20, Lima Perry over Fort Recovery.
Yeah, it's time to get going here. I'd like to see the Indians get off to a good start here the first few minutes of the third quarter and just hang in there and have a chance. Have a chance here in the fourth quarter. You know, I think we're no doubt the underdogs, but hey, we can play with anybody, and we just need to knock down a couple shots. I don't think we had the greatest shooting percentage in the first half, nor did they, but we just need to be solid here in the second half. Some other scores of interest. Ottawa Glandorf knocked off Coldwater 63-40, and at halftime, Marion Local's up by 2, 16-14 over the Minster Wildcats. That's a
wow
slow game.
Yeah. Pass underneath. The shot is short. Rebound, Patch. Missing the chippy there was Ryan Yingst.
Patchy now with 6 rebounds for the Indians.
This third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms, 1-800-637-7161. Rammel wow, okay. Put it up short.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get a foul. Thank goodness he didn't.
So Perry coming right back. Terry Riley will dish off, and the long three swish by Braden Knight.
Nothing but net for that young man. Give him 14.
As I heard, nothing but nylon. And what a shot.
Well, that was a
now there's
pass
a foul.
Landed.
And it will be on Will Knight of Perry.
Yeah, we got bailed out right there.
So it is 29-20. That does not... Yeah, it does actually. It equals the largest lead for Perry in the game. Oh, and Judy with the ball to Landon Post. Both teams missed easy shots, and then Knight came right down with a three-point shot, and this was blocked out of bounds by Will Knight on the layup by Landon Post, and it looked like he had a clean layup.
Yeah, kid got up in the air, didn't he? It's a great block, good timing.
And like he closed the gap very quickly. To thank our sponsors that make it possible for us to be here at St. Mary's, K&L, K&L Tractor, Calp Pharmacy, Wayne Oil, Full Recovery Insurance, Groovy Auctioneering, Calp Pharmacy, B&D Contracting, Hall Brothers, Judy's Landscaping, and St. Henry Bank. Inside, Landon, make that Logan Holman.
Yeah, he'll go to the free throw line. Yeah, he got fouled by number one, Terry Riley, and Indians fortunate to get that call. Otherwise, that was a turnover.
It's almost like when the Indians force the issue, Perry commits the foul.
Yeah, first one up and no good by Logan.
Yeah, the problem with Logan Holman during the season, 54% at the line. But that doesn't erase the hard work that he does on the court.
No, he averages about 6.5 points a game. Next one up and no good. Rebounded by Cale.
Now Rammel gets the rebound to Owen Judy. Free throw circle. Goes to Cale Rammel. Now to Owen Judy. 6-10 to play. Cooper Farms third quarter. Double clutching. To Owen Judy, but passes into the corner to Landon Post. Give and go for Rammel. He's double teamed. Kicks it out to Logan Holman. Now be an over and back violation. So it's over and back, and Perry will get the ball with 5:56 to play. Cooper Farms third quarter. Logan Holman will come out. Caleb Evers is in. Troy Holman checks in. Landon Post is out. So Jim Melton's trying to find that magic. Corner three, got it again. That's Braden
Knight. Give him 17. Kid's a player, folks. Kid's a player. Great shooter.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out exactly what he called. Now they've got a timeout.
Called by,
I think, Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery.
12-point Commodores lead, and that is the biggest. 5:44 to play. Cooper Farms. Third quarter. Back in a moment.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taking. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Right, Cooper Farms, third quarter. Indians with the ball. 5:40 to play. Full court pressure by Perry. Troy Holman throws it back to Daniel Patch, and he loses it out of bounds. It was a high pass, and it went in and out of the hands of Daniel Patch.
Yeah,
turnover.
I can tell you, Coach won't be happy with that. Troy got trapped, and then he threw it back down to the other end. You kind of never want to throw the ball back to the wrong end of the court.
Inks for three. That's in and out. No good. Rebound, Cale Rammel for Fort Recovery.
All right, Indians, we need a bucket in a bad way here. Let's go.
Holman with the ball. He's just a sophomore. Troy Holman. Shot taken, no good by the Indians. Owen Judy, and with his dribbling, he would basically break the
turnover there.
The ankle of Braden Knight. He fell to the court. The Indians got the ball, and Cale Rammel with a layup.
Yeah, nice job by Cale, staying on his feet, getting good defense, coming back.
And a three by Terry Riley.
Give him six now on the night. Get down the floor, boys. Beat him.
Daniel Patch passes it over to Cale Rammel. Backs behind the three-point line.
Foul, yeah.
And Evers is hooked by Yinks.
No, I think he called a kick out of bounds.
Oh, wow. I mean,
or a foul down there on the bottom, I think, didn't he? Or,
no, apparently they didn't. Oh. I thought sure there was a foul.
Yeah, I thought there was a hold there, and Caleb couldn't get to the ball. So Indians will take it out, blowing their own bucket.
Lima Perry 35, the Indians 22, with 4:33 to play. Cooper Farms, third quarter from here at St. Mary's. Winner will play Spencerville. A steal by the Commodores, and Evers runs into Ryan Yankst, and Yankst goes down hard on the court, but then Evers goes over and helps him up.
Yeah, help him up there. He didn't mean to knock him down like that. Just got a big shoulder in him and flattened him.
That was about like a football play.
Yeah, it was a good block.
Yeah.
It was a good block.
Evers picks up the foul. So Perry Commodores, Will Knight will check out, and coming in will be Braden Yankst, senior for Commodores. 4:15 to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter. The Commodores with their biggest lead of 13.
Yeah, Indians only got 2 points so far here in the third quarter.
Braden Knight, or they call him Buddy Knight, dribbles in, and Evers with a hard foul on this one on Braden Yankst. So Evers with his second foul.
Yeah, in about 20 seconds. Caleb says, my shoulder's feeling better. I think it's time to put some boys on the floor.
Well, now he's going to make Braden Yankst earn it. 35-22 Commodores. And the free throw is good. It's their biggest lead of the ball game. Yankst with his third point.
Yeah, not the start that we wanted here for this third quarter. And now the Indians find themselves in a big hole here, down 14.
Next free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound, Daniel Patch of the Indians. Quickly down is Rammel. He puts it up. That should be and one. See if they count the bucket. They should. Yes. And the foul will be on Ryan Yankst. That will be his first.
Knock it down here, Cale. Get it back to 11.
So Rammel now with 14, looking for 15, and got it on the three-point play. 36-25, Commodores by 11. Still the Indians within striking distance, 3:45 to play.
Yeah.
Cooper Farms, third quarter. Tell you what, in basketball, double-digit lead doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Well, not at this point in the game.
Wow, what a move by Braden Knight. He just put on a big display.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive right there, my
dribbles,
friends.
Spins off the window, and a foul on Rammel, and now he has a chance for a three-point play the hard way. He has 18. Wow, he's a player.
Yeah, he's a player.
5'10 senior. He doesn't play like 5'10". Free throw's good on the three-point play.
3 for 3 from the line.
He has 20 points. The Indians need to get it across the timeline. They do. Rammel to post backdoor pass for Daniel Patch, and he's fouled. Foul will be on Aiden Simpson, his second.
That was probably the best we've done as far as breaking the press, Jeff. It was a couple quick passes, got it down, got an open look. Come on, Daniel, knock him down, buddy.
Free throws, no good.
Patchy with 2 points on the night.
And it's good. 39-26. That was Perry's biggest lead until the free throw. 13-point Commodore lead, 39-26. Terry Riley with the ball. Spins, dribbles it back out beyond the three-point line. Resets for Perry. He'll dribble in. Shot, no good. Rebound, Rammel. Tip. Picked up by who? Perry Commodores, and on the out-of-bounds line was Terry Riley. He almost had the presence of mind to flip it back into play.
See what he calls here.
Oh, they called a timeout when he was on the court.
Yeah, I think he called a timeout. Ooh. I don't know if the coach did or if the player did or
I
who did it. But
coach did.
Must have been because somebody bailed him out there.
2:49 to play. Cooper Farms third quarter. Right now it's Perry leading the Fort Recovery Indians 39-26 on Jay Country 101 Radio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, well, the Commodores, they get bailed out. I thought at first they were going to call him being out of bounds on the line.
He was close, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Very close.
So Perry with the basketball, inbounds play. The shot is good off the window by Ryan Yengst to the left of the basket. He has 5.
Good inbounds play by the Commodores. And easy bucket.
2.5 to play. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Give and go. Nice play. And Post missed it. Got his own rebound. Flipped it up and scores.
Nice job by Landon Post.
Second shot was harder than the first one.
Yeah, it was. Exactly right. He wasn't happy. He missed that first one. Got the board, put it back in.
Post with 6. And with it, Terry Riley, a senior. The floater, no good. Rebound, Rammel. 2 players go out of bounds.
That was a smack. You could hear it from up here over our headphones. Did you hear that?
Patch in the right corner. Oh, and Judy missed the shot. Rebound, Logan Holman.
Attaboy. That's what Logan Holman is known for, getting down there, getting dirty, getting the back offensive rebound and back up and in.
41-30 and a hand check foul on Logan Post. Apparently, Braden Knight said something to Post, and then the officials walked over, said, cut that out.
Caleb Beavers coming in for Daniel Patch for the Indians and a bunch of subs here for Commodores.
Elijah Caudill. Cameron Moore. Joey Hurston. And Will Knight. And also number 10. I already said Caudill. The shot is inside and good by Ryan Yengst. 43-30, Perry by 13. Rammel wide open, Evers with a layup.
Pass. Caleb with his first bucket of the night, give him 2.
Now hang. Down to 1 minute to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 3 ball is no good. Ball loose and picked up by Will Knight after he missed the 3. Yankst. shot. Ball away is good from 14.
Yeah, that was a good-looking shot right there. Indians down to 40 seconds here in the third quarter. Need a bucket bad on this possession.
45-32. Rammel out to Owen Judy for three, and it's off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Ryan Yingst. Up court pass to Will Knight. Down to 22 seconds on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Perry Commodores 45, the Indians 32. Don't forget, we do have Indiana tournament basketball coming up on Tuesday night. And that will be Jay County against Newcastle at Newcastle. That three ball is no good from the corner by Cameron Moore, and that will do it for the Cooper Farms third quarter. Perry Commodores 45, Fort Recovery 32. Back with the final quarter in this sectional championship game from St. Mary's on Jay Country 101 Radio.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Dave Kaup. I'm Jeff Overholser back here at St. Mary's. The Commodores a 13-point lead, 45-32.
Yeah, the Indians just, I mean, you know, we kind of lost some ground there. We were down six at half. Now we find ourselves down 13, and we got to make a run and make a run quick.
They begin the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. You need to enhance the energy efficiency in your home? See Fort Recovery Lumber Company for information on insulating storm windows and storm doors.
Nice job by Kale in there getting a rebound and putting a shot up, getting his own rebound, knocking it down. Give him 9 rebounds on the night, and what's he got point-wise?
17. Here's a steal by Landon Post down to Logan Holman. He should have taken the shot, but he tried to get it into the hands of Owen Judy. It was stolen by Perry. Long three, no good, and a foul will be on who? It's on zero, but which zero?
That's on Fort Recovery. It's going to be on Fort Recovery on Landon Post.
I mean, there's a lot of action. Bodies going everywhere.
I'm quite sure I'm missing a lot of stats as fast as this is going.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. 45-34, ball is kicked away by Rammel. 7:17 to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Again, in this bracket at St. Mary's, Spencerville won their game over Upper Soda Valley tonight, 66-51. So Spencerville will play the winner of this game, and right now Perry with the 11-point lead. All right, this game's not over.
There
There's
go,
a steal.
There we go.
And a foul. It'll be on Joey Hurston, his second. He was kind of dribbling and then lost the dribble. And
Logan got his big arm out there, got it tapped away, and Indians pick up a foul on the Commodores, and now they've got possession and can cut it back down to single digits here.
It is a common foul. Both teams actually 5 fouls in the second half.
Be a great time for a three to get the old Indians up on their feet here a little bit. Need somebody to knock one down.
Landon Post. No-look pass, and dribbling it out of bounds is Logan Holman. Landon Post tried the pass, and Holman couldn't handle it, and it rolls out of bounds.
Turnover number 11, according to my stat here, for the Indians. 7 for the Commodores. So Fort Recovery with Caleb Evers back in the lineup for the Indians. Terry Riley. Free throw circle. Catch, shoot, no good by Simpson. The rebound, Fort Recovery, Landon Post.
Landon Post now with 5 rebounds in the game.
With it is Rammel. He looks. Gives it now to Owen Judy. Swing pass to Logan Holman. Goes baseline right. Puts it up. Contact. No foul.
Wow. That could have been called a foul, I can tell you that. Now we get beat down the floor, folks.
And the pass goes to Ryan Yankst, and he scores an uncontested layup.
Yep. Great look down there on the end. And Indians fall asleep. They get an easy bucket.
Rammel in, had the shot blocked, but he tips it in.
Yep, tipped it in, got his own rebound. Give him 10 rebounds, double-double again for Cale Rammel.
He has a total of 19 points, and a 3-ball is good by Braden Yankst. He has 6 points. Yikes. It's like when they hit threes, all of them hit threes. Cale Rammel down with a layup, and he scores again. He has 21. So Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter with 5:15 to play, 49-38. Lima Perry by 11. Top of the key, 3. No good.
Come on now. Here we go.
Rebound, Indians.
They're kind of hot dogging here. I don't know. Yeah. Do you think so? I mean, they're not. They're just throwing shots up. That's right. I think Coach Melton's going to say, look, boys, if they want a hot dog around here, let's see if we can't bear down and put a little heat on them.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter, 30-second Indians timeout. Back with more of the sectional championship from St. Mary's on Jay Country 101.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304. Or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player Owen Judy.
Yeah, you feel like maybe this is could be the turning point of the ball game. Steelers 5 minutes to play, a lot of time. 11-point deficit is not insurmountable. And if the Indians can play tough basketball, they've got a shot.
Well, we just got to get her done here, and you're exactly right. We got possession. We can knock it down here to a 8-point game here if we can nail a 3, but we've only got 1 the whole night.
Rammel.
They're going to call out a
offensive foul on Rammel.
And I think that was a little bit of a flop there, but he did dip, put his arm in him. I know he did. Great job by the defensive player right there, number 24, Braden Yankst. He drew that foul. He sold the foul, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, the elbow was there, but he was moving too, so they could have got him for moving. But, as you said, he sold it.
Yeah, he did.
Pass to Yankst, and he scores. Good pass inside. Yankst with 13 in the ball game. Rammel to the free throw circle. Out to Patch. Now to Owen Judy, who leans in, has the ball swatted away. And now they're going to call a foul on Lima Perry.
Yeah, finally we get a break here because that was a turnover and they were heading down for a dunk there.
Braden Knight gets the foul for Lima Perry. 51-38 Commodores.
Back to a 13-point lead. Again, we need that 3-ball, boys. Oh, great play. Keepers, creepers. Great play by Cale Rammel. Nice pass by Landon Post. Inbounds play, and alley-oop inbounds play. We'll take that all day long.
23 now for Rammel. Long 3, and wow. Braden Knight makes it look effortless.
Nothing but net. I watched him warming up pregame, and he was just throwing bombs up there. Nothing but net.
Oh, and Judy, he goes in, and he's hacked. It's either 4 or 5.
the number on the jersey. That was a nice move, and it will be on number 5, Ryan Yankst, his second. Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials from lumber to Makita tools. See them for your remodeling projects. Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Owen Judy with only 4 points. The free throw is no good.
Yeah, he's had some good looks tonight. He just could not knock down a shot for us. And we needed him to be on fire.
Second free throw rolls in.
Give him 5 now on the night.
3:40 left in the sectional championship game. Lima Perry leads 54-41. Nice block by Owen Judy.
Yeah, great block. Came back in. Got the. Now it's down to.
Pass up to Logan Holman, and he scores. 4 points for Logan Holman. Going baseline is Yankst, and he scores. That's Braden Yankst. That's 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game. Man, just when you think.
I know. As soon as we get it back to where we.
Dale Rammel for 3, high off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Perry by Ryan Yankst. Up to Braden Yankst. Down low to Aiden Simpson. He's double-teamed, and that will be calling a grab and a foul.
Going to give him 2 shots? No way.
That foul will be on Owen Judy. Yeah, he was not shooting.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He was not shooting. Matter of fact, he was closer to being tied up than shooting the ball.
I wasn't even remotely close to shooting. Jim Melton's over there thinking, what? What are you? What?
How the ball doesn't lie.
Ball doesn't lie. Exactly what I was going to say, my friend.
Logan Holman, Patch, both check out. Troy Holman checks in. And I think Caleb Evers checked in as well. Second free throw, good. So Simpson has 6, 57-43. Commodores with the lead. Troy Holman brings it across the timeline to the hands of Cale Rammel. 2:40 to play. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. What do we have?
Cale scrambling after the ball. And I don't know what the call is.
I don't know, but I really like the sportsmanship that I see.
Yeah, both teams.
Yeah, both teams help each other up. But it's physical, too. Oh, and Judy, double team, passes it out to Cale Rammel. Dribbles in the lane.
Come on,
kicks it over in the corner. 3 ball is no good by Owen Judy. The rebound to Ryan Yankst. Up court pass. The shot is good by Braden Knight. He has 5 in the quarter, 25 for the game.
We're in trouble, folks.
Oh, Knight. He almost stole the ball. Pass goes to Owen Judy, down to 2:05 to play. Judy goes baseline, rolls the cup of the rim, no good. Rebound Evers, back up, no good. Rebound Cale Rammel, no good. Tipped up by Fort Recovery.
Holy
by
cow.
Owen Judy, and then Rammel. And finally, there's a foul on Perry.
Everybody on the floor gets a rebound there. In my stat book, they all get one.
That foul was on Braden Yankst. He was thinking, man, they're playing ping pong on the backboard.
Absolutely.
So at the free throw line, Cale Rammel, who has 23, make it 24.
He's 3 of 5 so far, make out 4 of 6 from the free throw line now.
59-44. 59-45. Second free throw is good. And we have a timeout.
25 points for Cale, having a great game. Young man's been stellar this year in junior season.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter, 1:58 to play. Commodores by 14 in the sectional championship, 59-45 over Fort Recovery.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct. construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter, for finely crafted windows and finely crafted patio doors, thousands of styles and sizes, it's Fort Recovery Lumber. 59-45, Lima Perry with a minute 55 to play. Alley-oop and yanked. They tried the alley-oop dunk and yanked.
Didn't happen, did it?
He didn't have it. Dale Rammel goes down, and he is fouled by Yanks, but it's Braden Yanks.
Dale Rammel now with, what's he got, 25 points. He also has 12 rebounds, folks.
So a double-double for the junior.
He's going to take around Braden Knight. He makes this one. He sure does. 6-for-8 from the free throw line.
Second free throw, good. So, minute 40 to play. No look pass. Braden Yanks, he missed the shot. Rebound. Owen Judy to Rammel. 59-47. Post to Rammel. Rammel out to Owen Judy. Dribbles inside, takes the shot and scores.
Makes one.
Owen Judy with 7. Down to a minute 16 to play. Perry up by 10, 59-49. And Owen Judy almost rode the back of Braden Yankst.
We'll put him on the line for that one. We'll give him a foul.
He would fake.
He's got it down to 10.
Yeah, he was fake. And they got Owen Judy way up. And next thing you know, Judy was on his back. Like riding cowboy.
Yeah. He was holding him up for a while. There's no doubt about it.
But again, the players came in and made sure that Judy was not hurt and Yanks wasn't hurt. Free throw is good.
2-for-3 now from the line for Yanks.
Free throw is in and good. Yankst has 9. Up court pass to Evers. Evers puts it up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound, and Troy Holman was fouled, so he will go to the free throw line.
Are you kidding me? He didn't have the ball to shoot, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Braden Yankst will pick up the foul. He caught it in midair and was ready to shoot it back up.
Okay.
Now, that was like a rebound for Holman, and he was trying to put it back up.
Got to have him, Troy boy. First one good.
That's his first point of the ball game.
Yep.
Logan Holman will check in, and coming out will be Cale Rammel. It's a nice hand.
Yeah, he's not going to be out for long, I can tell you that. Coach hasn't given up down 11. Get in there, Troy.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound Yankst, and a foul will be on Holman.
Yeah, we got to foul them, make them make their free throws, and they probably will. But
Holman has 61-50, Lima Perry leading Fort Recovery. 57.4 to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Their team of craftsmen and designers are there to help you get your project going. The craftsmen understand your vision and can make it practical and affordable. So contact the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Free throw is good. Hinkst has made three in a row this stretch.
He is 4-5 now from the free throw line.
Next free throw. Got it.
And a good stroke.
A shot underneath, and boy, hit the. He's going to be iced up tonight. Oh, and Judy.
Owen's been on the floor a lot tonight.
So Yankst, I think, picked up his fourth foul, number 24, for Lima Perry. Free throw good by Owen Judy. Eight points for Judy. He is one of the seniors on this team. Second free throw, good. A foul on the inbounds play on Holman.
Yep, Troy's in there doing some fouling, real one, in a hurry.
And coming in will be senior Riley Heiser for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with Owen Judy, Logan Holman, Caleb Evers, and Riley Heiser.
His first free throw of the night. He's 1-for-1. Give him 7 points.
So Landon Post checks out, and Riley Heiser checks in for the Indians. Second free throw good. And the Indians with a total of 4 seniors on the team, including this guy. And he puts it off the glass and scores. Owen Judy. 11 points for Owen Judy. 34 seconds to play. And a foul at the midcourt line will be on Fort Recovery. Will be on Logan Holman. 65-54. Commodores by 11. And free throw is no good by Yankst. So the Indian season will end at 15-9.
Yeah, not looking good here, Jeff.
Lima Perry will improve to 19-5.
And another turnover there on a long pass for the Indians. And I think that's going to do it.
66-54 as Ryan Yankst hit the second free throw, and it looks like Braden Knight will dribble it out for the Commodores. And for the Commodores, they were sectional champs 2021 over Spencerville, 69-62. Then lost to St. Henry in the district in double overtime, 61-52. What was their record last year? Perry Commodores finished 18-5.
Did they really?
Yeah, now they're 19-5. And they are sectional champions, defeating Fort Recovery 66-54.
Yeah, so, it was a good game. They're the better team, Jeff. I mean, I'm telling you, we played a great game. We played as hard as we can play. They are just so fast on the field, and I mean, I tip my hat to them. They're a great ball club. Proud of our kids. You know, we finished, like you said, 15-9 on the season, and we can't hang our heads. Very proud of our seniors, and you know, I know Coach Melton wanted to move on, obviously, and he can't win them all.
All right, again, the final score, Lima Perry 66, Fort Recovery 54. We will come back. I'd like to thank our quarter sponsors of the broadcast for tonight. Cap Pharmacy in the first quarter, K&L Tractor in the second quarter, Cooper Farms third quarter, and the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in the fourth quarter. We'll be back with a postgame coming up on J Country 101.
If you're like like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians. Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boars Welding.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
All right, back here at St. Mary's on the post game, and congratulations to the Lima Perry Commodores. They pick up a 66-54 win over Fort Recovery. So again, the Indian season ends at 15-9, while Lima Perry moves on. They are sectional champions, 19-5, and they will be playing Spencerville at the Wapakoneta District on Tuesday.
Something tells me they probably played this year against each other. You know, we ended up playing earlier in the year. We played Ridgemont not that long ago, and Ridgemont's in the same league with Lima Perry, and Ridgemont's only loss was to Lima Perry, but as far as league goes. But, you know, congratulations to the Commodores. For the Indians tonight, they were led by our junior, Cale Rammel. He had 27 points, folks, and he also had 12 rebounds. He was just a machine inside. Next on the scoring list was Landon. Landon Post had, let's see here. Oh, Judy had 9, right? I got my ink is getting so messed up over here. I think Owen had 9, Landon had 6. Logan Homan had 4, Caleb Evers had 2, Daniel Patch had 3, Troy Homan had 1. So congratulations to our seniors here for the Indians, and great season, great careers, I'm awful proud of those boys. For the Perry Commodores, they were led with Braden Knight, and he's probably about as good a ball player as I've seen all year, if you know the truth about it, Jeff. He can flat out do it all. You know, he can dribble, he can defend, he can shoot to 3. Just a really good ball player, and he had 25 points. Next was Ryan Yankst had 14. Braden Yankst had 9. Aiden Simpson had 6. Terry Riley had 6. Will Knight had a couple. And they shot well from the free throw line. I've got them unofficially 15 of 18. We were 13 of 20 from the free throw line. We did edge them out on the rebounds as far as my book, but the big one, and I think Coach will be upset, but I'm not shocked. We had 14 turnovers tonight to their 7, and that was kind of the difference in the ball game. And we talked pregame, you know, we got to hang on to that ball, we got to control the ball. They got a lot of shots, and more than I wanted to give them, but that's their name of the game, man. They get up and they go, and they could play with an 8-second shot clock.
By the way, do you think they'd ever come up with a shot clock in high
school? I think it'll happen next year.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen next year.
to tell you the God's honest truth, when we played at Ridgemont, I noticed they had the shot clock already mounted up on their pole. And I made the comment, Bob and I went to that game, and I said, did you notice the shot clock? And he didn't, but me and, who did I do the game with that night? Was it Patchy? Yeah, it was Brian Patch. And he and I noticed it. And so, yes, I think it'll be part of the game next year.
Do they even have the seconds that they would set it at?
I have not heard that. And it has to be voted on. And I've actually talked to Holly, our AD, a couple of times, and she thinks it'll pass. She thinks it'll definitely be a shot clock next year, starting the season off.
Wow. That will be interesting. Then
that'll change the game.
That wouldn't be any stall ball any longer.
Well, that'll change the game. You know, one of the things they brought in this year, and we only saw it, I think, once or twice, was the running clock after a, 30-point lead. You know, I think I saw that once, maybe twice, I think, the whole season. So I don't think that's a bad rule. And I don't think it's a bad rule for the team that's winning big, and I don't think it's a bad rule for the team that's getting their butts beat. So next year it'll be interesting if they throw that shot clock in there. That'll be a learning curve, you know, for heaven's sakes. But I think it's a good thing. Ohio's really one of the last areas to not have it, to tell you the truth. A lot of high schools do have it already, is what Holly told me. So, you know, Indiana doesn't. We know that, right? And so she said it's going to happen. So, you know, I guess in my opinion, I think it's going to happen more than I think it's not going to happen, according to Holly.
Wow. Well, we thank all of our sponsors that made it possible for us being here at St. Mary's. And also the Fort Recovery Indians with that loss to Lima Perry. That would mean they lost to Perry in 2017 by 9 points, and they lose by 12 here in 2022.
Yeah, that, you know, like I say, they're on a good streak. They've got a great coach. They've got a lot of good players. Man, what would happen if they had a big kid in the center? That'd be about 6'8", 6'9". They would really be a dominant team. You know, they... I figured we would out-rebound them tonight like we did. But, man, when they put that many shot attempts up, there's going to be a lot of rebounds, right? So they don't mess around. They get up and down the floor and fire it up as fast as they can. And tonight they put her in the hole. So I don't know if Coach Melton and stuff will be up here to talk to you, Jeff. I don't know.
He told me he was going to, but, you know, yeah. Things could change. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But
so.
if he doesn't, first of all, I want to thank Neil Spencer of Fort Recovery Radio for what he does in helping tonight. He was kind of helping our technical issues, so we thank him for that.
And well, if we need tech support from Neil Spencer, we're in a world of trouble. He's not listening. He can't hear us. I've seen Spencer completely lose his cool when it comes to him not getting set up in time. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. Well, they were kind of packed up here in the box, and we had to wait for another station to pack their things up and move out so we could get ours done, and then we had a little bit of computer problems to get started with.
Well, we had the rush going.
Yeah. And then we get that done, and so then Neil is helping us out on the other end as well. And our studio producer is Sebastian Solis. So, and before we end real quick, why don't we mention, and I know I'll let you do that, the coach may still be up, but the four seniors that Fort Recovery has, Owen Judy, Logan Holman,
Riley Heiser.
Caleb Evers, and Riley Heiser.
Yeah, they put their time in. You know, Riley obviously didn't get a whole lot of playing time. He had a fun night on senior night. He got to start the game, made a three. I think he might have had 8 points or nine points that night or something. You know, and I talked to his dad, and his dad said, man, he just loves the game, and he loves being at practice and loves playing as the, you know, the scout team. And, you know, it takes guys like that to make the team complete. And Caleb, you know, that big old boy, it took him a while to get over the football legs. And he went on a stretch there where he was averaging, I think, about 6.5-7 points a game in the midseason. I think he ended up averaging maybe 3 throughout the year. But he worked his tail off, too. And for Owen, you know, Owen... It's gonna be different not having a Judy out there on the floor now for the Indians. We've had one for quite some time, and you know, we're gonna miss that guy. And then we have Logan coming back. You know, Logan came back. He didn't play last year. Came back, became second team, or I think second team or honorable mention here in the MAC. So he had a heck of a year. Worked his tail off, and you know, you always miss your seniors when they graduate, Jeff.
All right, I think that will do it for our broadcast tonight. Just a reminder that Spencerville picked up their win over Upper Scioto Valley in their game tonight, so they were victorious. And again, Lima Perry defeating Fort Recovery 66-54, and Cale Rammel led all scorers in the ball game tonight with 27. And thanks to our sponsors, thanks to St. Mary's and their tournament people for allowing us to be here, in the tournament director. And also a special thanks as well again to Neil Spencer of Fort Recovery Radio and to the mayor, Dave Kalp, for being
pleasure.
With us.
My pleasure. Love doing it.
You know, I thought maybe he was trying to sweeten you up a little bit, Neil Spencer, before the game. Is that, are those his candies?
Oh, yeah. He always brings candy for me. I got to complain about them about yearly. Those are the same butterscotches we started when he started the radio station. How many years ago?
I was going to say, how many years ago?
Yeah.
All right, that will do it. Thanks very much for listening. And again, our executive producer has been Sebastian Solis. And for Dave Kalp, I'm Jeff Overholser from St. Mary's. Once again, the final score, Lima Perry, sectional champions over Fort Recovery, 66-54. Until next season of 2022-23. Jeff Overholser, good night.
Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.